Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
Uncertified springs that were used in spinal surgeries at Temple Street Children's Hospital were not ordered from a retail establishment, the clinical director of Children's Health Ireland has said this afternoon. Speaking to RTE's News at One earlier today, Dr. Ike Okafor said that a separate investigation into the use of the springs has been commissioned by the HSE.
There is a lot of false information circulating in social media around these springs. There is currently an investigation in place to look at the process around how they were procured and how they were used. Two have been removed and one is still in place. Again, we are investigating this and there is an external group that is going to look at this. We have to wait until they submit their findings.
Now, of course, this all comes after revelations into aspects of orthopaedic surgery at Temple Street relating to poor surgical outcomes in spinal surgery, the use of a certain spinal technique and the use of unauthorised implantable devices. Jerry Maguire is CEO of Spina Bifida Hydrocephalus Ireland and he joins us now. Jerry, I know we were speaking to you on the show on Monday. It feels like a long time ago at this stage. What's your reaction to those comments and the latest that we've heard now from the clinical director of CHI?
Well, Sarah, I listened intently to what Dr. Okafor said, and there was a lot of words used, but very few questions answered, really. I keep asking these questions, and I've asked them of the hospital, and I've asked them of the HSE since Monday, and I've still to find out the answer to it. They're very basic questions. We have identified that they're uncertified, unlicensed pieces of metal purchased by the hospital. Who purchased them within the hospital, I want to know. Was it the procurement unit? Or who, if it wasn't, who was it? Dr. Okafor says that they didn't come from a retail establishment, as it appears on social media. But did they come from a registered medical device company? And if it was from a medical device company, were those products registered in the country of origin? And Dr. Okafor says that two of the springs have been removed and one is in place. That is three surgical procedures. So that means that three unlicensed products were delivered into operating theatres and those that were not used were brought back to the relevant storage area in the hospital three times without any checks or balances picking this up. I mean, they're basic questions.
Yeah, and I understand, and I can only imagine, Jerry, how frustrating and upsetting it is for parents not to have answers to those questions. Do you accept, though, or do you welcome the idea that perhaps an investigation into those questions, to try and answer those questions, is the best way to get the answers that you're looking for?
An investigation has to take place, Sarah, and a review has to take place. I would have hoped that the review and investigation would be part of the Liverpool consultant who has been brought in to do it. But I hear now that the HSE will be conducting this review. The HSE don't exactly have a great track record in this area, let's be fair. This is on a par with a Leaving Cert student checking their own paper, in my view. It's not going to inspire confidence amongst the families of my members. And that's paramount now. Because we're at a crucial, as I said to you the other day, sir, we're at a crucial stage here in our delivery of health service to our children. The parents don't know who to trust. And if we're going to get a whitewash of a review by the HSE, it will just feed into that fear.
Dr. Ike Okafor apologised to those affected. Do you welcome that apology?
I definitely welcome the apology, and I also welcome the Taoiseach saying that he's very concerned about it. But they're sound bites. That's all they are. They're ticks, boxes ticked. That's all they are. They don't move the process on any further. They don't allay the fears of parents. I think it's incredible that one of the springs is still in place in a child. I don't know if that child has spina bifida. I need to know that. But my view is that if a spurious part is put in a new car, for instance, you immediately get a recall of all cars. But we don't seem to have the same diligence applying here to children. What's going on?
Well, Dr. Okafor went on to say in that interview in the News at One, he said this is a small and isolated group of children. I know that's very small comfort to the families affected, but what he was trying to say was other families should not be concerned. And he talked about the amount of surgeries carried out at Temple Street.
Last year, we did over 500 spinal surgeries. 500. And that's probably the average of what we do each year. So you're looking at over the period that was reviewed, we've probably done up over 2,000 spinal surgeries. And we're looking at a small cohort of children. We have 13,000 children who get surgery in CHI every year. So again, this is a small number of really, really complicated cases.
I know, Jerry, as I said, for the families affected, that's very small comfort. But does it help to put it in context, do you think?
Look, I've met Dr. Okafor, and he's a very genuine man. I know he is. But that's not a comment that bears much weight in my view. It may be crass for me to use my comparison again of new cars being recalled. That's like somebody being mangled in a new car that was faulty and saying, look, all our other millions of cars that we made were fine. You know, we know that Temple Street have a good tradition in the past of providing health care to children and have done wonderful things in the past. But they've been found to have clinical governance which hasn't been up to the mark and has caused problems for people with children with spina bifida. So you cannot camouflage that by saying how good we did in the past. That's fine. That's a given. We don't need to be told that. We need to be told how you're going to rectify the mess that has been made in this process. Otherwise, we will never regain the confidence of parents. Mm. And parents are absolutely beside themselves with worry at the moment. I've listened to so many of them over the last few days. It's been heartbreaking listening to them. And I can't give them comfort, Sarah. I can't say it'll be all right eventually because I don't know, because I'm not inspired by confidence.
All right. Well, Jerry, thank you for joining us again on the programme this evening. I really do appreciate your time. That's Jerry Maguire,
thanks,
who is CEO of Spina Bifida Hydrocephalus Ireland.